Greetings, constant listeners. It's Dan Dracula Caffrey. What you're about to hear is a clip from our new series, Dark Tower Detour, which studies the minutiae of Roland's quest toward the tower. The debut episode centers around the Battle of Jericho Hill and features Matt and Scott of the popular Dark Tower podcast, Kingslingers. How do you hear the full thing? Become a member of our Patreon, The Barons. In addition to our little detour, you'll get access to over 100 hours worth of bonus content, from our new archival series to our monthly King commentary tracks on his many adaptations, to weekly minisodes and even monthly hangouts over Zoom. You can subscribe now through the link in the description of this episode, or you can visit www.patreon.com/TheBarons. Hope to see you there over long days and pleasant nights.
Greetings and thank you, Sai, to all gunslingers, slow mutants, and mayhap followers of the good man. We Pavlar here in peace amongst the embers this eve. The tale of this day speaks to Gilead's sons and daughters who resisted for years as an ashy kingdom fell to a red enemy. Beamquakes, forgotten totems, and early grave punctuate a land that time forgot. The less we know, the less we cry. 19 tears on a blood-red eye. But child Roland cannot escape destiny. His repeated march towards suffering and insanity. Susan is gone, and some friends remain. But can 9 years diminish pain? There by the clean sea lurks a crimson grin, as child Roland pays again and again and again for his sins. Greetings, constant listener. This is Dan, the Dark Tower of Flieger. great name. And welcome to our little Dark Tower corner. We're here today with some guests. Why don't we kick it over first to Brooklyn. Introduce yourself, please.
Usually this is Dan Dracula Caffrey, but I was going to say Dan the Dark Tower Caffrey because I think obvious ones are funny, but it looks like I'll have to go with Dan Deschain. Is that how you say Roland's last name? I never know if that's how you pronounce it, but Deschain Caffrey.
Yeah, there's a lot of names like Alan. I always say Elaine, but...
Yeah, and then there's like Eileen in this too, which is always funny to me.
And who do we have joining us from the great state of Texas?
Hi, I'm Scott, the goodest man daily here from Texas.
He's in the state too for gunslinging.
Yeah, yeah. We all have guns down here, apparently.
Do you have a gun?
I do not. Oh, I do not.
I thought he was going to pull it out and show us on the Zoom, but it's like, stop pointing it at me. And who do we have from Denver?
We have Matt 19 Freeman.
Nice. And these are the two gentlemen that host the Kingslingers podcast, but we hope they're kin with us. How would you describe your podcast?
We are kind of a Dark Tower deep dive podcast. I had read the series many times before, and Matt had never read it once, so we thought it'd be fun to just kind of go through the book chapter by chapter from both the perspective of someone who's read it and the perspective of someone who never has, and kind of me leading him through the series. So we did that. We've been doing it for... Matt, how long has it been? Like a year and a half now, I think?
It feels like a couple of years. not only had I never read The Dark Tower, but I think the only Stephen King book I had read prior to starting to work with Scott was Needful Things.
Yeah.
That's a big one. It's not like Carrie or something, you know? That's a hefty one. Yeah. Are you? What's your feeling on the journey so far? Are you like, kill me?
Oh, it's been amazing. It's been... one of the experiences of my life, getting to not only read it, of course, but go through it the way we've been reading it. It's absolutely great. So we've actually finished The Dark Tower, and now we're on season two, which is going through all of the books that are connected in one way or another to The Dark Tower, which is a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we just finished Salem's Lot not too long ago, and we're right in the middle of Insomnia right now. And it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun. I think, we didn't like plan this formula of, one person leading the other, one person who's read it. Like, we didn't say, hey, this is a good idea. It's just like, we had to do it because I had read it before and he hadn't. But I think it's a really fun formula. I think I would say like 90% of our listeners are people that have read the series before, and they enjoy like seeing Matt's predictions to what's going to happen and what he thinks stuff means before the book actually reveals what they mean. And then the other 10% are people that like are reading the book for the first time and they wanted to follow along with us. And it's always fun to see those people react to the story as Matt does. So it's such a fun time. I love these books and I love seeing Matt fall in love with them.
It yep. must be fun too, seeing some of his false predictions. Or like, yeah. I think it's going to work out for Roland.
he was scarily on point with some things, and then just way off with others. And it's been wonderful.
It's fun in both directions, right?
Yeah.
It's funny when I watch a lot of reaction videos on YouTube of people watching a movie for the first time, and sometimes they'll like get some of the foreshadowing where I'm like, man, I didn't get that the first time I watched. Like, these people are much sharper.
It's just that like the type of reading that we're doing is so different from like how normal people actually read books. Like we're dividing it into like 60 to 80 pages per week and really spending some time to like study it. And so like Matt will pull stuff out of the text that I did not get at all on my first time through because I was just reading like a normal person. But when you really study it, it kind of opens things up to you and you appreciate it on a whole nother level. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Caffrey actually got me The Gunslinger. I had read a little Stephen King growing up, and then for Christmas once he got me the actual book, and then that's kind of what kickstarted my path to the Tower. So I read the first 7 books and then just went crazy on Stephen King, and I think I'm nearing completion. If you've ever heard our podcast, we do the same thing too. We read pretty critically, so it's not always the most fun, but a lot of these, it's cool reading them a second time and, you know, dog-earing the pages.
It's funny, Fleeger, because I think... You know, I've been reading The Dark Tower since I was a little kid, but I think you actually finished the series before me because there's such a long gap between the books. And by the time you got around to them, like, you were able to blaze through them, and it took me a while to get through 6 and 7.
Yeah, once I started, I remember fighting with my girlfriend yelling at me because I had book 6, and she was like, you're not hanging out, you're just reading this book all day. So it was like a weekend, I just plowed through it. But anyway, but yeah, so thank you. And we want to say too at the top, spoilers. Or the Dark Tower series, we're gonna get pretty deep here, so we can't pussyfoot around that. We're gonna be going into some theories and discussing the ending of the Tower, or the ending of at least Roland's journey to the Tower. So you have been warned.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform, or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.